now, Daisy Vibes Only.
Sorry, what?
Daisy Vibes Only.
I didn't get it.
Daisy Vibes Only.
Well, I still didn't get it.
You know what? Let's just get started. Hello, Radio Yulm listeners. A very good morning to you all. Welcome back to another episode of our Bollywood journey with Daisy Vibes Only, where we dive with the magic stories and stars of Indian cinema. If you're new here, don't worry. This is the perfect episode to dive in, because today we're shining the spotlight on one of the brightest stars Bollywood has ever seen. She's not just an actress, not just a beauty queen, but a global icon whose name you might have already heard. She's none other than Aishwarya Rai. Now, you might be thinking, who is she? And why did I decide to talk about her? Well, you will get your answers soon, because her story is full of surprises, successes, and those magical Bollywood moments we are slowly falling in love with together in this show. And don't worry, I'll explain everything along the way. No Bollywood knowledge required. So take a seat, settle in, and let's discover the fascinating world of this icon. Alright, listeners, as I said, today let's take a moment to properly meet one of the biggest, most beautiful and truly iconic names in the industry, Aishwarya Rai, actually Aishwarya Rai Bachchan now. Now, if you have ever heard of her, by the end of this episode, you're going to be fascinated much more by her as millions of people around the world are. So, Aishwarya Rai was born in a small coastal city called Mangalore in India. She wasn't born into a family connected to films, which makes her story even more interesting. In fact, growing up, she was a very studious girl and shy, who actually dreamt of becoming an architect. Yes, designing buildings and not acting in front of a camera. But life had something completely different in store for her. In 1994, when she was just 21, Aishwarya entered a beauty pageant called Miss India, which is kind of like the national contest that select the most beautiful and talented young women in the country. Yeah, like Miss Italia. She became the second winner in that contest. And here's the twist. She then went on to represent India at the Miss World pageant, which is one of the biggest international beauty contests in the world, as you know. And guess what? She won. Winning Miss World 1994 made her an overnight sensation. She wasn't just loved for her stunning looks, but also for her elegance, intelligence, and calm, graceful presence. The whole country was watching, and that's when Bollywood came knocking. In fact, Aishwarya made her acting debut in 1997 with a Tamil film called Iruvar, directed by Mani Ratnan, one of India's most respected filmmakers. Tamil is a language spoken in the southern part of India, by the way. Back to our stop. The same year, she appeared in her first Hindi film called Aur Pyar Ho Gaya. Well, the film wasn't a huge success, but people noticed her and she slowly started gaining attention. Her real breakthrough, however, came in 1999 with a film called Hum Dil De Chuke Sanam, where she was the female lead against Salman Khan as male lead actor. It was directed by Sanjay Leela Bhansali, who is known for his grand, beautiful movies filled with intense emotions and music. And in that film, Aishwarya played a young woman caught between love and family beauty. And her performance was so beautiful that it won hearts everywhere and even won her several awards. So that was the film that officially made her a star in Bollywood.
Daisy Vibes Only.
Okay, back to what happened next to our star. Well, Aishwarya Rai didn't just stop at playing the beautiful and gentle female lead. She started picking up roles that were dramatic, intense, and emotional. And one of her most famous films is Devdas, from 2002, where she played the role of Paro, a heartbroken woman in love with a man she cannot have. Now, Devdas is a really famous Bollywood film directed again by Sanjay Leela Bhansali, and it was huge, lavish, emotional epic filled with gorgeous costumes, elaborate sets, and memorable music. It became one of the highest grossing films in Bollywood history at the time and was India's official entry to the Oscars that year, and making waves at international film festivals like Cannes too. So yeah, it was a pretty huge thing in the industry. But here's where it gets fun. In 2006, she showed a completely different side of herself in a film called Dhoom 2. If you don't know, Dhoom is one of Bollywood's biggest action-adventure franchises, full of high-speed chases, heists, and stylish characters. In Dhoom 2, Aishwarya played a bold, mysterious, and glamorous thief named Suneri, who was the female lead alongside the main lead actor, Hrithik Roshan. And this role was such a contrast to her earlier emotional, traditional characters, and she looked super cool, did action scenes, danced like a dream, and totally reinvented her image. It became one of the biggest hits of her career, and it's still remembered as one of her most iconic and stylish roles. And so, after Dhoom 2, she continued experimenting, from historical dramas to romantic films, from intense roles to international projects, always leaving her mark in the industry. But now, it's time for a pop hit that's all about confidence and owning your space. It's Yes And by Ariana Grande. So turn up the volume and get ready to vibe with it. Okay, that was Ariana Grande with Yes And. So now, moving on with our topic of the day, let's see some more interesting facts about this actress with Bolly Scoop. So, after Devdas, Aishwarya started getting international attention. She appeared in English language films too, like Pride and Prejudice, which is a Bollywood-style version of the classic Pride and Prejudice, and The Pink Panther 2, where she starred alongside Steve Martin. And if you have ever followed closely the Cannes Film Festival, yet that big fancy film event in France, Aishwarya has been walking in famous red carpet alongside international stars almost every year since 2002. She became a global fashion icon representing India, Bollywood and top global brands on the world stage, often making headlines for her style and grace. But what's lovely about Aishwarya is that she's always balanced her international fame with her roots in Bollywood. In 2007, she married Abhishek Bachchan, who is also a Bollywood actor and the son of the legendary Amitabh Bachchan. So she's now part of what you could call Bollywood royalty, basically. But she then took a break from acting when she had her daughter Aradhya in 2011. However, after a few quiet years dedicated solely to motherhood, she made a grand comeback with films like Ae Dil Hai Mushkil in 2016, playing a glamorous independent woman in a modern romantic story. And she also impressed everyone in the recent period epic Ponniyin Selvam in 2022 and its sequel in 2023, a Tamil language historical drama directed by her mentor Mani Ratnam. It was a massive success and her performances were once again deeply appreciated. Let me tell you a fun fact. Aishwarya is also a brand ambassador for several global beauty and luxury brands and is often listed among the most beautiful women in the world. But beyond that, she's also known for her charity work, her dignity, and the way she has always represented Indian cinema with pride. So yeah, this is pretty much how glamorous Aishwarya Rai is, a symbol of Indian elegance, talent, and international influence. Alright, now I think it's time to turn up the energy because this next track is this week's Bollywood pick. It's a total banger. It's called Crazy Kiare, which literally means I've gone crazy. Now, crazy in a good way, of course. Crazy in love, in excitement, in boldness. And the song is from the super stylish Bollywood action film Dhoom 2, one of those high-energy blockbuster movies that's famous for its music and dance sequences. The voice behind this track is Sunidhi Chauhan, one of India's most powerful and versatile female playback singers. And as you may have heard on a previous episode of Daisy Vibes Only, she is known for her fiery voice and bold style. And you can totally feel that in this track. In the song, Aishwarya Rai's character is playfully teasing the male lead and she sings lines like Chori Chori Kya Re, Dilye Dilye Re, which means secretly he stole my heart away, and then continues saying Jadu Se Jadu Kya Re, with pure magic he cast a spell on me. Jagi Soi Raho, Koi Koi Raho, I stay awake in sleep, lost in my thoughts. Uski Yaadon Mein, Uske Khabon Mein, Jume Jiya Re, which means my heart dances in his memories, in his dreams. So this part captures the idea of being so enchanted by love that it feels like you're floating, awake in dreams, lost in thoughts and secretly falling deeper and deeper in love. It's one of those head-popping numbers that make you want to move, even if you don't catch every word. So even if you have never heard this language before, let the beat, the sass and Sunidhi's fearless vocals pull you in. Imagine yourself in a flashy dance, lights, color, and a whole lot of attitude. Here it comes, Crazy Kya Re. Chori chori kiya re, Crazy Chiare. I hope you enjoyed it. Okay, welcome back to Daisy Vibes Only listeners. It's time for Starbuzz, where we catch up with the latest Bollywood updates. Okay, starting with, first up, we've got a sleek heist thriller. A new project called Jewel Thief The Heist Begins is all set to release on April 25th on Netflix. This one stars Saif Ali Khan and Jaideep Alawat as a duo of master thieves out to steal a priceless diamond called the African Red Sun. And with Nikita Datta joining the cast, this promises loads of suspense, style and clever twist. Personally speaking, after the Doom franchise, which in short is focusing on different missions of three thieves, the hope for the film Jewel Thief is it to be packed with more or less the same amount of seriousness, fun and craziness, and many, many Bollywood fans are hoping the same. And here's another exciting update. The trailer for the upcoming film Bhool Chuk Maaf just dropped, and it's already creating a buzz. This upcoming romantic comedy stars actor Rajkumar Rao as Ranjan, a small-town romantic who lands a government job to marry his love, Titli, played by the actress Vamika Gabbi. But just before their wedding, fate intervenes and he finds himself trapped in a time loop, reliving the same day over and over again. This film is directed by Karan Sharma and it's set to hit theaters on May 9th and promises a delightful mix of humor, romance and a touch of the supernatural. And speaking of another much-awaited film, the film Kesari Chapter 2 has officially been announced and it's set to release in the theaters this Friday, so on the 18th of April. If you're new to Bollywood, Kesari, the first movie of this franchise, was a hugely popular war drama starring Akshay Kumar based on the Battle of Saragari, where 21 Sikh, as in those that follow the religion of Sikhism, Sikh soldiers fought against thousands of invaders. The sequel promises to carry that same intensity, generating significant excitement. The official trailer released on April 3rd has already captivated audiences. This sequel stars yet again Akshay Kumar as Sakaran Nair, a lawyer who challenges the British Empire in court over the Jallianwala Bagh massacre. Joining him are the actor Madhavan as the opposing counsel and Ananya Pandey in a pivotal role. So it promises a gripping courtroom drama that delves into a significant chapter of Indian's history. Therefore, plenty happening in Bollywood right now. Big films, thrilling trailers, and stories from history to his to heartwarming comedy. Stay tuned because it's only getting better from here. Okay, so now let's turn up the energy again with Physical by Dua Lipa. So cramp up the volume. Here we go. Dua Lipa with Physical.
To go to sleep when I got you next to me.
We just listened to Physical by Dua Lipa. Now, we have almost reached to the end of this episode because here we go with Lights, Camera, Bollywood, where I recommend a movie you can dive into if you're curious about Bollywood. Since today we have been going through the stunning journey of Aishwarya Rai, it only makes sense to spotlight one of her most powerful films, Guru. Now, let me give you a quick presentation about it. Guru is a 2007 drama directed by the brilliant Mani Ratnan. It's a semi-biographical story inspired by the life of Indian business tycoon Dhirubhai Ambani, And it's a great example of Indian cinema blending drama, romance, and ambition. So, as I said, it tells the story of an ambitious young man named Gurukant Desai, played by Abhishek Bachchan. His character rises from a small village to become a successful businessman, facing all sorts of challenges along the way. Aishwarya Rai plays his wife, Sujata. And what's beautiful about this role is how she has portrayed as more than just a background character. Sujata is, in fact, a steady, strong, and quietly powerful partner, supporting her husband through the ups and downs of his journey. This film is also kind of a special one in Aishwarya's life because it stars her alongside her husband, who she later married in real life after the film. So there's a little extra magic on screen because of that personal connection. And the movie soundtrack, composed by A.R. Rahman, is an absolute treat. And even if you don't understand the language, the emotion and energy are universal. And good news, Guru is available to stream on Netflix, so no need for tricky search. If you're curious to see Aishwarya in one of her most mature and nuanced roles, this one is definitely worth your time. Okay, that's a wrap for today's episode. I really hope you enjoyed diving into the world of Aishwarya Rai, discovering her iconic songs and fascinating journey, and catching up on all the latest Bollywood buzz. Thank you for tuning in, and as we say in Bollywood, picture abhi baki hai mere dost, which means the show isn't over yet, my friends. I'll be back with more stories, more songs, and more sparkle, but in 2 weeks, because next week the university is on a break for Easter. Until then, keep smiling, keep dancing, and maybe, just maybe, go watch a Bollywood film. Oh, and don't forget to catch the past episode of Daisy Vibes Only on our website, www.radioyulm.it. And if you have any comment, question, or anything related to Daisy Vibes Only, you know you can drop a message to the number 3311438923. See you soon!